I think it was December, November in 2023, the University of Cape Town's council issuing a statement calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Last week, the University of the Western Cape council issuing a statement calling for an immediate ceasefire and aid to Gaza. And now we have a group of Stellenbosch academics who in the individual capacities have called for a similar stance to be taken by the University of Stellenbosch, an open letter and a collection of signatures by about 103 academics, including the former public protector, who is now a faculty member at Stellenbosch University, Thuli Madonsela, calling for the University of Stellenbosch Senate to also make similar remarks. Professor Ashraf Kaji is a signatory on that letter. Good morning, Ashraf. Really appreciate your time. What are these groups of 103 faculty members of Stellenbosch University, members of the Senate, what are they calling for in terms of what Stellenbosch University should pronounce?
Good morning, Lester, and the listeners. We've all seen on our TV screens the mass killing of civilians in Gaza, the genocide of the Palestinian people. In addition to that, there's also scholasticide, the killing of the education system, the destruction of universities, the killing of university presidents. We are calling for a ceasefire immediately. We're calling for an end to the genocide. We're calling for an end to mass murder. We are calling for humanitarian aid into Gaza as soon as possible.
This discussion has been put on the agenda before the Senate, but no date for that particular engagement and discussion to take place. Why do you think, in your understanding, Stellenbosch University has taken its time in making a similar pronouncements to academic institutions like UWC and UCT?
Well, the fact of the matter is that several people on the Senate have signed in their individual capacity, and I think this is quite important. Well, we would really like to see all institutions in South Africa sign a document of this nature. I have to say, though, the matter is still under discussion at our Senate. Unfortunately, I'm not able to disclose the proceedings of the Senate meeting because these proceedings are confidential. We did have a meeting to discuss the motion, and another meeting will take place in the coming weeks. But I think it's also fair to say, if I may say, that not everyone at the university among the professorate was on board with the statement, which is why not all the professors have signed it. This document that is now in the public domain is very much people signing in their individual capacity as members of the Senate.
Ashraf, what currency does South African academic institutions making this call for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, the distribution of aid, what currency would it carry?
Well, I think all institutions should make statements of this nature, and I'd like to urge all universities in the country to come out with statements in support of an end to the genocide. This is not a complicated matter. It's a very simple matter. And I think any normal, right-thinking person, institution, group of people cannot be neutral, cannot be silent about this matter. We need to be vocal. We need to be on the right side of history, essentially. This is these are war crimes that are currently taking place before our very eyes. And we all need to take a strong stand against genocide, against mass murder, against war crimes. Universities cannot be neutral on this matter.
You argue in your letter that there is a, with a broader global conversation, particularly at universities, there is a level of censorship when members of the academy talk out and speak and call for ceasefires in Gaza. Would you say that this is present at Stellenbosch University?
It's not present at Stellenbosch University in terms of our individual capacity to speak out. You've seen in the letter, we've all spoken out very clearly and very vocally about our position on the matter. There's nothing in the university to stop us from saying what we feel and what we believe.
You also write that this is also in a message of solidarity in terms of academic institutions in Gaza at the moment. What has your feedback been in terms of how particularly tertiary education broadly in Gaza, and for its 2 million population has been impacted by this war.
What has the feedback been? Well, the statement went out yesterday, and it was published in the Daily Maverick, and I see this morning Ground Up has coverage of it. There hasn't been enough time since the release of the statement to get any feedback. I'm sure there will be feedback. I'm sure there will be people having other opinions. But we feel very strongly that this matter needs to be addressed at all universities, and certainly at Stellenbosch University as well.
Ashraf Kaji is a professor of psychology at Stellenbosch University. Really appreciate your time. 14 minutes.